I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.
My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I dig through my record collection, take out a record, and we do a bit of a deep dive. Today on For the Record, we are headed to a much simpler time than 2024. No, not the 60s, not the 70s, 2009. Spinning today on For the Record, one of my COVID records. I'll explain that in a bit. All the way from Scotland, it's Biffy Clyro and their album, Only Revolutions.
I am a mountain. I am the sea. You can't take that away from me.
So I suppose let me get that out the way. I said this is one of my COVID albums. During COVID, when we were all locked away in our homes, I was at the start of a new relationship. My girlfriend and I, we've been dating for a little while up until that point, and through a series of events and occurrences, we got locked down together. And what we do during lockdown very often is we'd go online and we'd show each other songs that we loved, albums that we loved from yesteryear, so to speak, particularly ones from when we were growing up as kids, you know, discovering your own music. And then, depending on whether or not we had a few sips of naughty water, if you know what I mean, we'd bust out the bank cards, go online, and order those records. Biffy Clyro was one of many, many albums we ordered during lockdown, hence the COVID albums. Released on November 9th, 2009, Biffy Clyro, who will henceforth affectionately be referred to as just Biffy, released Only Revolutions. The band was still flying high on the success of their previous album Puzzles and decided they need to go in a different direction. Here's guitarist and singer Simon Neil, along with bassist, drummer, and twin brothers James and Ben Johnston.
The sound of this record is more joyous and upbeat.
Yeah, it's a bit more hopeful sounding, less full-on depressing basically. The last album was very intense to make and it was a very intense subject, and this one I think it's just got a slight bit more freedom to it, you know, and a bit more groove, fatter riffs.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully songs keep getting better and better.
The very Scottish band, Biffy Clyro. The first single of the album was not actually supposed to be on the album.
It's a song, actually. It's one of the only songs we've ever released from between records, like back when we put it out in 2007 or 8. We've never ever put a song out between records before, and it was a song that I wrote quite quickly, and we played it in a sound check, and of course, it sounds like a rock and roll fairy tale. But the label heard it, and they were like, "This is a hit. We're going to put it out." You know, so they put it out, and it was a hit. You know, what can I say? But no, it was just one of those songs that felt really special.
The song Mountains was released as a standalone song, but later the band felt it had to be included on what was then still the upcoming Only Revolutions. The song is really, really good, so when it was finally included on the album and it came time to choose a lead single, well, Mountains it was. Spinning off today's For the Record, Biffy Clyro's Only Revolutions, it's Mountains.
I took a bite out of mountain range, thought my teeth would break the mountain dead. Let's go, I wanna go, all the way to the horizon. Took a drink at the ocean and treading water there before a drown. Let's dive, I wanna dive to the bottom of the ocean.
Take that away from me. I am a mountain.
Mountains by Biffy Clyro off their album and today's For the Record, Only Revolutions. Released on November 9th, 2009, Only Revolutions actually went by a different name in its early stages. The name of the album was originally Boom, Blast and Ruin. And cool enough and all that, but Only Revolutions is so much better because it's actually the name of a novel written by Mark Z. Danielewski that inspired the album. Here's Biffy singer Neil Simon.
I guess it came together because we were huge fans of Mark's book and it really reflected, you know, all the songs in our record in a way that was kind of unexpected, considering, you know, that both things had been created, you know, and we were kind of finalised, and it just reflected in many, many ways the kind of, you know, love story and your story of your life and everything in a way that I didn't think was possible.
Not only was Biffy Clyro a fan of Mark, but Mark, the author, was also a big fan of the band, to the point that Biffy and Mark did a bit of a concert together. It was a collaboration which included readings of the novel, musical performances by Biffy, and then a Q&A exploring how the book inspired them. And just when it couldn't get any more cooler, all the proceeds went to Homeboy Industries, a Los Angeles-based non-profit that offers training and support to at-risk and formerly gang-involved youth. But still, that original name, Boom, Blast, and Ruin, it didn't go to waste. There's actually a song on the album of the same name. So, off today's For the Record, Scottish band Biffy Clyro's album, Only Revolutions, here's Boom, Blast and Ruin.
Spell so For the Record on Nova 103.5. For the Record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I could only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Biffy Clyro and their album, Only Revolutions.
I am a mountain. I am the sea. You can't take that away from me.
The band changed it up a bit on this album, as we heard earlier, but something new they were doing was embracing other instruments. Biffy was guitar, bass, drums, and vocals, up until a point. But then with this album, as for example you heard on the songs Mountains we played earlier, piano featured a lot. And then for a song called The Captain, the band thought, what instrument could they add to this song? Or, as they put it, what could be the most ridiculous thing to put to this song? Here's Biffy Clyro and their thick Scottish accents.
The Captain was... We've had a couple different versions of that. One of them was the B-side called Help Me Be Captain, which is a lot more prog, a bit more complex, and, you know, it took you on a whole different journey. But we kind of reworked, we had a different version called, originally it was called Captain Sir, and it ended up becoming called The Captain, and it was just, we just focused on this big, fat, stoner rock riff that was just really grooving, you know, kind of like, unlike any rhythms we've kind of done before, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely different.
It is waltzy. And it was a big heavy song, and we just thought what would be the most ridiculous thing to kind of put on this to make it, you know, not just a straight up kind of heavy distorted guitar song, and we thought trumpets, you know, we thought that quite early on actually when we were demoing it and things. I think we'd already talked about getting some horns on there, and we did. I did actually a demo with some fake keyboard horns, which worked out really well. So we knew we were onto a bit of a winner on that one, I guess.
The song has such an anthemic feel to it, and it was even chosen in the land down under, Australia, as the theme song for the Aussie Football League's 2010 season. Spinning off today's For the Record, Biffy Clyro's Only Revolutions, it's The Captain.
Let's go.
The Captain by Biffy Clyro off today's For the Record, Only Revolutions. The fourth single released for the album was a song called Many of Horror. And initially, it didn't do the greatest as far as songs go off the album, until...
The winner of the X Factor 2010 is...
Matt Cardle won the X Factor that year. The song he performed on the night he won and would go on to release as his first single.
When we collide, we come together. If we don't, we'll always be apart.
A cover of Biffy Clyro's Many of Horror. Biffy's song originally peaked at number 20 on the charts, but the week following Matt Cardle's performance, interest began forming around where the song originally came from, and Biffy, with the song, jumped straight back into the charts, and the song shot into the top 10 of the UK singles chart. Matt Cardle, much love to you, but you do not come close to the boys in Biffy, so here they are, of today's For the Record, their album, Only Revolutions, Many of Horror.
You say I love you, boy. I know you lie. I trust you all the same. I don't know why. 'Cause when my back is turned, my bruises shine. To hide, I still believe.
the Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Scottish band Biffy Clyro's album, Only Revolutions.
I am a mountain. I am the sea. You can't take that away from me.
We've come to the end of the show with one song to go, and did we leave the best for last? Well, each to their own, but for me, yes. We could have also left the song Mountains for last. We could have left the song The Captain for last. What I'm saying is, this album is all around just a beautiful thing. Our last song, though, the very cute name, Bubbles. It's a super vibey song, and towards the end of the song, you'll hear there's a bit of a weird guitar lead happening in the background. That's not Simon Neil, guitarist of the band. Instead, it's this guy. Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. Somehow this dude got linked up with the boys in Biffy and said, yeah, sure, he'll play lead on one of their songs. And the band really praised his addition to the song. Guitarist and singer Simon Neil said he came to the studio and listened to the song. And 2 minutes later, he was playing the best solo you've ever heard. So let me not tease you any further. Ending off today's show, it's the boys in Biffy featuring some guitar work from Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age. The song's called Bubbles. I'll catch you next week, same time, same place, for another episode of For the Record.
Well, how's your view of things today? God, young to fade away. The sinner and Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't compete with history. We'll film a life but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives. In control of the morning. In control of the sea.
You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing rhymes, trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl.
Upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed to change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go.
You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing rhymes, trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl. We'll be right back.
Record on Nova 103.5.